Okay, so as promised, folks, we are talking about the ministry that we have in the City of God. We don't have a name for it because it's the ministry of one person, right? Her name is Miriam Lino. She's the lady who introduced me to the community of the City of God. I'm not from that community. It's a community that is literally forgotten by the society of Rio. You know, a lot of people at my workplace, I don't know if I ever told you this, a lot of people from my workplace, when they knew that I did social work there, they asked me, why do you even go there? So a lot of the locals are the ones who help each other. Miriam's one of them. She was rescued by Jesus and changed her life from a life of complete abuse and despair. And I promised you guys that we would do a Skype call, right? But Miriam does not have Skype. She forgot her account. It's really hard. Her daughter usually is the one who helps her, and she's living in another state now. So what I did was to do a FaceTime call, and I recorded it. So at least we have some interactivity. I tried to call her to see if we could have her at least in the little screen. At first, I started translating. When I saw the video, I thought it was really confusing. I hope I didn't make it more confusing, but I chopped the video off a little bit, and I put subtitles. Please hang in there. It's just 5 minutes. It's gonna be more choppy than a YouTube video these days. But yeah, let's have some fun here, and then we can talk a little bit after the video.
Okay, you guys. So we have Miriam Lino here. She is a person that I really respect and admire for the work that she does in that community. She is the person who introduced me to the City of God. I have some questions for her. Okay, the first question to Miriam is, Miriam, I know that you work as a connector of many local churches to some of the poorest communities in the City of God, and you work with a lot of different entities, but you yourself are not connected to a nonprofit or any organization, which is very unusual. Usually somebody who wants to do something for their community, they will try to find an organization. Why did you decide to choose this path, working by yourself, and is it harder or easier? Tell us more, a little bit about this experience about not being fully connected to a nonprofit or organization. What's going on in the City of God right now, and how what's the areas of your ministry is impacting in the community of City of God? So I asked Miriam that, you know, City of God is a place that is in my heart. It's my local community, and I'm always trying to find opportunities to connect you guys, the local church, with the City of God. So I'm asking her, what areas can we connect? How can we help more and so forth?
O amor tudo crê, tudo suporta, tudo espera. E Beleza. Também.
Amém. Miriam, muito obrigado pelo seu tempo, viu? Espero dar mais oportunidade para você se conectar com o povo aqui. Muito obrigado, tá bom, minha linda?
Tá bom, amor. Te amo.
Love you.
I love you, igreja.
I love you, church.
I love you, church.
Love you, too. Take care. Bye-bye.
There I go. So two big takeaways from this little interaction that I had here with her, and a lot of it borrowed from your comment, because you're the one who called out last week, Vivian, how one person can make a change, you know. And I hope that this is going to be an inspiration for all of us, you know. She took the opportunity that she had there to help her community, and I think that the best thing that we can give to any community, either here, we can give them clothes, we can give them money. But above all, people need love. All of what we do is because we want to show them that they have a value and that they are loved. And all of us can do this in so many levels, right? To people who need things, maybe people who don't need much, but they need tons of love. So I hope that this inspires you to, you know, do more. And again, her home is always open. If anybody wants to take a trip to Rio de Janeiro and get to know that community, talk to me. We can maybe find a caravan. But otherwise, as she said, it's a community that needs your prayer. So that's a way to show love to them as well. They may not even know that there's somebody here praying for them. Again, hope that this inspires you guys. Thanks for this opportunity. Vivian, do you have a question? Yeah, so actually, she is a local. She is somebody from the City of God. And you cannot get to the City of God unless you have a connection there. Absolutely. Because it is dangerous. If you the City of God is a place that is ruled not by the police, not by, you know, city law, but by the local law. There's a militia there that tries to keep peace at the place among, you know, strong drug trafficking. There has been huge progress during the Olympics, but now that the Olympic Games are gone, things have been worse than ever by what she said. So we're going to see kids, literally 10-year-old kids with AK-47s and have your guns. Rachel, have you ever seen? You've had your share, right?
One of them asked me to sing for him while he had this giant gun. And I was so nervous.
Yeah, I still ask myself what I was doing bringing her there. But you know, I think God had a purpose. You know, it's the connection. It's showing the love. It's making the difference. But in response to your question, she's a local. She lives there. And she was the person who facilitated the Methodist Church. One of the families that facilitated the Methodist Church should be there. And, you know, she's connected to other churches. But, yeah. It's always different when you're a local, right?
So there is a church there. And how large a church is it?
Yes, there are tons of churches. You will find churches of all sizes, churches of all shapes, churches of all denominations who think different ways, from very traditional churches to very Pentecostal ones, right, Rachel? You also had your opportunity to see some of those there. And which makes us think, right? I mean, what... If we have churches there, why do we still have so much poverty, right? And it's something that it's a struggle and it's a spiritual battle. And, you know, God may come and make... I think that one of the things that I... One takeaways that I come from this is that maybe God will never make the City of God a wealthy place, you know? I don't think that that's what the purpose is. And I do think that the churches that are there, most of them do a very good job at changing people's lives. I mean, at being a vessel of the Holy Spirit to change people's lives. Miriam is one of these people. She literally, 20 years ago, you would see, you know, more like 30 years ago now, you would see her at a bar, probably completely naked or in her underwear, dancing for whoever would pay her to have alcohol. That was one of the little things that she was able to share with me. She said that sharing more would be embarrassing to her to share with her son. So, but God rescued her, and she changed her life to such a way to start helping others in more need than her, right? Any other, did I answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So, but there is a lot, one of the things that we can church about the church, sorry for taking a little more time, but is that God really may reveal himself and take any blindness from religiosity. There is a lot of religiosity going on, you know, how you have to wear, what you have to wear, how you have to behave. It's a very behavioral Christianity. And as much as the Holy Spirit can still change a lot of lives, unfortunately, that can take a lot of people away from the true relationship and change in Jesus Christ. So maybe this is something that we can pray. Other things that Miriam shared offline was that we should pray for peace. Violence is worse than ever there. They are using grenades, as she's saying now, and it's a civil war state. Yes, she was telling me that it's been worse than ever. So pray for peace. Pray that God may, you know, bring peace. Definitely pray for corruption, that God may, you know, really bring responsibility to the authorities to love these people and bring change to these people. And that, above all, that the Holy Spirit may come and make change to that community. I still believe in the power of prayer, you know. We have seen when we really dedicated time and resources and engaged together into praying, we have seen results. You know, Rachel's brother who was working there, he had 1 week in which he anointed specific corners of the city of God. And he did it for a few months. And after a few months after that, they stopped coming with the military cars, literally, you know, cars that would just have little holes and you could see the, I think I told you the story. They stopped coming with those, and things started coming better. The, you know, strategy changed around the police and stuff. So, and they had some good days a few years ago. So I believe that we maybe can start praying again here, and God can move his hands, as she said there.
So is the swamp part of the city of God, or is that separate, or is that like a second city?
There are sectors, yeah. So there is the main streets, and the city of God is very different than most slums. Most slums in Brazil, they are on the hill, right? I think I explained to you guys the poorest after slavery. The poorest had to move to the mountains and the cliffs because the wealthy wanted to be closer to the facilities. The city of God, though, was relocated from one of those hills after a flood. The place got inhabitable. Their houses are really literally made of cardboard sometimes. So they were relocated to this plain place that was on the way to the rich neighborhood that I talked to you guys about last week, Barra da Tijuca. So it's very different because it's very poor. It has all of the aspects of a regular slum in Rio, but a lot of people pass through because there's also a main street there. However, there is this swamp place, also Racinha Dois, those are two poor communities within the City of God, the big neighborhood, and people there are in extreme need. It's like sewage, open sewage everywhere. It's houses, literally, as I said, houses literally made of cardboard, and just no desire for life. I cannot see myself having any desire to live if I was born in a situation like that. You know, it really makes me realize how blessed we are. But how blessed they can be as well. You know, they just need to know Jesus and know their values. You know, it's the message that we see everywhere, every gospel mission. We have the same reality here. So I'm glad to be sharing. I'm glad to hear the questions. And definitely count on your prayers for that community. That is definitely my heart. Any more questions? So next week, we may take some time together to pray about this. Peace. End of corruption, that the Holy Spirit may come to the city of God. Maybe pray for the kids that Miriam has been involved with. So next week we're going to do some prayer time. Amen. Thank you, folks.